Hey everyone, just wanted to do a Patreon update today, not necessarily an announcement because we already have a Patreon account. We haven't had the biggest success with Patreon, so I wanted to go in there and make some changes, basically. Essentially what I'm doing is kind of a simple thing, which is just adding one tier, but it's going to change the way you kind of could look at our Patreon account, I suppose. So if you're not familiar with Patreon, the short explanation is you can either, when you sign up with an account, you can either sign up as a creator or as a, or just a patron. If it's just as a patron, that means you can't like post your own stuff, but then you can simply, I think, change the account to a creator. And the short version is that you can, you know, find your favorite creators on there and they can create their own stuff on there. So if they, if they have a particular thing in mind, they want to do a particular reward or goal or whatever, they can put that on there, and then they can price it however they want. I don't know if there's like a maximum of what you can charge or whatever, but I usually see things at fairly low amounts of money and stuff. So yeah, you can go on there, you can support your favorite creators. Of course, we are on one of the creator account versions. Or you can sign up as a creator yourself. And then that basically lets you do the same thing, which is support other creators, but then you can make your own stuff. So it's either one or both, basically. And it doesn't matter which one you have to be able to support us as well. Because both accounts can do that. It just is dependent on if you're a creator or a patron, but enough of that. So that's basically what Patreon is. You can pay for certain rewards for certain things, and I couldn't point out something specific, I guess rewards, reviews and stuff like that, but it's entirely up to each creator what they want to essentially put on there for their different reward tiers and stuff. So yeah, the original tier that we had was $1 per month, and it is in dollars, obviously. You know, if you're in the UK, it'll convert it and stuff like that. It was $1. I'm going to keep this tier on there. Essentially, I'm not deleting or changing the old tiers and rewards. I'm going to add a new one, which will change the, I guess, the perspective on the old ones. But yeah, the original one that we had, which is still going to be on there, is $1 per month. And that will let you get all of the ad-free podcasts that we got. So if you've ever listened to the little ad section that we got with Koalu and all that sort of stuff, which is, of course, the domain website and stuff that you can sign up with, there is a little bit in there that I put of, you know, how to get rid of the ads, which is to sign up for a Patreon account, either as a creator or as a patron, and then sign up for the dollar level. And that's all I basically put on that tier. I'm going to leave that there just in case some of you want that as an option. But the one that I'm adding essentially is the $3 level tier. And what that will basically get you is the option of, you'll still get the ad-free podcast in there because obviously it's more expensive than the previous tier. But essentially, if you pay the $2 extra, and I thought that, you know, a lot of people go like $1, $5, $10. They tend to do their tiers in like $5. And I just think that $3 is maybe just a little bit more attractive than $5. I don't know. You put like $5 in front of somebody, that's just a bit more. So I sort of thought I'd put it in the middle, basically, and put it to $3. And what that will get you is still the ad-free podcast, because, of course, it's more expensive than the $1 tier. And of course, you wouldn't need to sign up to both. You would just change your tier from $1 to $3. What it will also get you is the option to suggest a review for us to do for one film or movie, whatever you want to call it, one film per month or one TV show per month with your choice of three episodes from the show. So essentially, what we would do, obviously, a film's more easier to cover. You go in there, you watch it, and you review it. Film's a lot more easier in my opinion to review and stuff, because you sit there for what, between 1 and 3 hours, maybe. Some films are quite long, some films are a little bit shorter, and then we would do, you know, we would do a reasonable amount of research and stuff like that, and we'd give our own perspective, and then we would simply review the film. It's pretty simple. With the TV show, obviously, because there's various different amounts of episode lengths and shows and seasons and all that sort of stuff, we would do again a bit more research and stuff like we tend to do. And then we would, of course, give our own history and stuff on the show, what we know about it, the characters, etc., etc. And then you'll be able to recommend three specific episodes that the show's got, obviously, for us to go and watch. And we would kind of take it from there. So the TV review would probably have, I guess, a bit more in it, just because there's the three episodes and there's the history stuff, and then there's the general discussion about the show. You know, is it good? Is it bad? Why not? And then we'd jump into the episodes. Of course, this would also let you choose the option of either me on my own, me with David, or me with Robert, and probably the other option of me with Robert and David. So one of four options. So it would be me on my own, me with Robert, me with David, and then me with Robert and David. So you'd be able I wouldn't put different like price tiers on that, because that's just a choice of like hosts basically. So you'd be able to do that. But keep in mind that if you were to redeem the reward tier of the $3, that's one film or TV show per month. So let's say it's August 13th at the moment. Let's say by the 15th of August you wanted us to review, I'm just going to completely think of a random film, Frozen. Let's say you want us to talk about Frozen, you choose me and David. The next time you'll be able to redeem a reward for a film or for a TV show, you can't pick two in the same month. Although I might change that later, I might add another tier, maybe make it $5 or something, we'll see what happens. You'll next be able to do a reward or redeem a reward on the 15th of September, so it would be exactly a month later. So you can do one of those per month, but bear in mind you get all the previous ad-free podcasts, you'd get all of the ad-free podcasts in that month. So which is quite a few podcasts, obviously we've done quite a few at this point. A lot of our like older podcasts don't have ads in them or all the ad stuff in them, so that's just kind of out there anyway. But yeah, that's essentially what you'll be able to do. So it's essentially the original tier, just with the option of the review suggestion, I suppose. If you want us to review something particular, we'll go ahead and do that. Which leads me on to and again, if you don't want to muck about with like choosing one thing per month, you can just do the $1 thing and get the ad-free podcast. We've always had that tier there. The other tiers, I'm going to keep the options separate as well, so I'm going to keep things the way they originally kind of were. So if you want to do the $1 level tier and get the ad-free podcast, and you want something a bit more specific, I'm going to keep all the previous tiers up on there as well. So that's a review of one single comic book issue, a signed photo. I put that up there as an option if you want something like that. Like I'd print off a photo of like your favorite TV show, film, whatever, character, celebrity, whoever, of entirely your choice, and then I would, I guess, sign that and send that to you if you guys wanted that eventually. Review of a game that I own. See, again, games, it's like you can complete Gone Home within 1 minute, you can complete Inside in 2 hours, and then there's things like Overwatch, which you can spend 500 hours in. So I didn't want to include video games in the $3 tier, just because video games are like, okay, are you gonna suggest me to review like Overwatch and then Call of Duty multiplayer the next month, and then that will be like quite a lot. So I'm gonna keep video games separate, just because they're also a bit of a separate beast to review and stuff. And then there's also the separate one to review a film or movie, and then the same thing for a show. I have written two episodes in there, but I'll change that to three. And then a game I don't own, so I've put that one as a bit more expensive because I would have to buy the game. Again, those ones are entirely up to you. If you don't think some of them are great or whatever, or if you think some of these need changing, obviously feedback is important as well. Feedback, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, contact page and information in your show notes. Review of one comic book volume. So if you didn't know, I don't know if this applies to every single comic book, but at least as far as I know in the comic books that I've read, which is more than Walking Dead, a single comic book issue is like the really thin paper ones that you get. That's the monthly issues. And then every 6 months, they put the six previous issues into one thing, and that's called a volume. There's also compendiums as well, which is, I think, I actually don't know what compendiums are, but compendiums aren't in this option thing. So yeah, that's kind of the tiers that we got. Again, if you think some of these are bad, if you think some of them are really good, if you like the new tier, if you don't like the new tier, again, any suggestions always help us out. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, there's a contact page and information in your show notes. Because the last thing I kind of want to happen is, like, you know, someone redeems a tier or a reward or something, and then they don't like it, and they feel like they've been, I don't know, let down or whatever. I wouldn't say scammed, because I definitely don't think you could use that phrase, but like if they think that they've been let down, like the product isn't good enough or something. So feedback's always really important in terms of that sort of stuff. But yeah, I was just looking at Patreon and thinking, you know, we could probably change things and do something new. I haven't actually I've checked our Patreon page obviously, but I haven't changed anything with it for probably over a year, so it was time for me to take a look at it and see what else we could do, because yeah, there's tons of different options you could do. And again, it's up to different creators what they want to put in their accounts or what they want to do. So again, if you and I'll always say, if you don't want to give us money for stuff, that's completely fine. There's of course the other ways you can support us, the iTunes feeds, please rate, review and subscribe to those, and obviously word of mouth is really, really big as well. You know, you see things getting spread around all the time on social media, so if you want to help us out that way, you do not have to give us money. You can if you want to, you can give us money and you can do social media, word of mouth and iTunes. You can do whatever you choose to do, or if you just want to listen to podcasts, it's entirely up to you how you support us, but that always helps us as well. Yeah, word of mouth, share them on Facebook, retweet them on Twitter, because of course we have Twitter and Facebook accounts, so that helps us out as well. And if you're allowed to put them in different Facebook groups, you can do that as well, because some admins allow it, some don't. So there's lots of different options to support us, but I'm here today specifically to talk about Patreon, which is a paid method. Of course Amazon's the other one. So we have the affiliate link and stuff for that. Yeah, again, I'll just stress, I'm not like saying, hey, you have to give us money for podcasts. The ad versions of the podcast, the public ones that are in the iTunes feeds and on the websites, they will still stay there. Of course, the ad-free versions of the podcast won't go on YouTube, because that will give people the free ad-free versions, and that's not what we want to do. I'll keep the ad versions of the podcast on YouTube as well. That won't be changing from, like, basically I won't be putting the ad-free podcast on YouTube, because that's just not how that works. That's like the public version of things. But yes, there'll always be the ad-supported versions on the website and on iTunes. So again, if you're uncomfortable giving us money, or you don't want to, or you can't, whatever the option is, you do not have to. But yeah, you can if you want to. It's all about options. So, and there's the different options of how you can support us. Of course, the other option I kind of need to remind you guys about is merchandise. We're looking at setting up some of that as well. I won't go into it too much here, because there is the individual podcast for that as well. If you search for merchandise on the website, or look for that in your iTunes feed, it shouldn't be too far down because it was fairly recent. Look out for that as well. So yeah, thank you for supporting us in whatever way, shape or form you've chosen to do so. The website continues to do well. The iTunes feeds continue to do well. So, yeah, thank you all very much again for listening. Yeah, I guess that's, you know, I'll post this once I've actually done these tiers, once I've sorted them out on Patreon. So, yes, go and have a look. Patreon.com/entertainment talk. I haven't even mentioned how you can check us out yet. We're on Patreon. Patreon.com/entertainment talk. There's always links in the show notes, all that sort of stuff. There's links on the website. So there's lots of different ways you can find all of the things that we do. And again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Again, any questions, just let us know. I'm happy to answer anything. So thanks for listening. Keep continuously listening to the podcast if you want to, and all that good stuff. But yeah, thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.